views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, August 19th, 2014, number 93. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Listening to me on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More information, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS. Tweet us at Andrew Tweet Geo. I always get it wrong. Email me, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. Listening to me.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Mardi Gras with Thank You, Marty, for Silky Smooth Sound?
Will there come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when
it is the Orange News Talk Show. Again, as always, Howard Forrest, our phone screener, all the way in Las Vegas tonight. Enjoying his vacation, Moon Summer, my phone screener, all the way in Washington State. My father expecting, as always, Tay Giordano, right across from me. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Last week, I wasn't here. I wasn't here live. I did a pre-recording, meaning I taped the show earlier in the week, and then we queued it off live for you. And we had a lot of great guests last week. It was a great show. If you remember, Matthew Patrick at the Game Theory spoke to us about the downfall of Nintendo. Mei Abudaki, she spoke about the top three worst three movies of the summer 2014 so far. When I finished recording the program, that's when my iPad and my iPhone lit up, and I saw that actor Robin Williams passed away. Now, of course, by then, there was really nothing for me to do. I can't change the whole show. Everything's already set up. Everyone's already on cue. The only thing I can do is wait till next week, and that's when we can have an hour to speak about it, bring on a guest to see why someone that had so much fame, so many supporters around him, suddenly take his own life. And that's why we speak with our guest next on the program. Robin Williams was a part of all of our lives. We know that. And when you saw, if it was on your phone, if it was on the news, the text message sent to you, social networks like Facebook, Twitter, your heart dropped, your eyebrows were now raised, and you realize someone is missing from the world that shouldn't have left us at this time period. Robin Williams, again, was a part of all of our childhoods, all of them. If it was the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, and currently today. And you know me, when someone famous passes away, I try not to give a right eye to them. because they don't know me. I don't know them. Usually I can't feel because I don't know that person individually. Robin Williams, though, I feel like we all knew him in some way. If it was movies given to us, TV shows, interviews he has conducted, or interviews that he has been a part of with many different news outlets, Robin Williams was there. And Robin Williams will never be forgotten. Some might say he's one of the best comedians of all time. For one reason, he was able to take something and make an absolute skit out of it. And when he felt like he was struggling, he kept going and going, and it always went in his favor. Robin Williams made a 90s child. He made me. Some of the best movies I've ever seen included him. I don't say this to be biased, I say this to be true. His prime in the movie industry was in the 90s. His largest gross income movie, Miss Doubtfire, was one of his best. Brought him the most money and the most fans. Flubber, Aladdin, Jumanji, Hook, there was a Jack. So many movies from the 90s. If it was voice acting, to him physically being up, if it's on a boat, a scientist in his own basement, trying to make a difference in the world. He did that. And we this hour remember him for it. Who is Robin Williams, though? Some of us don't know much about his personal life. We don't. We think of Robin Williams as a man dressed up as an old woman. We think of Robin Williams as an alien from outer space. We think of Robin Williams as just that stand-up comedian on stage pointing fingers at you. We all know Robin Williams for those roles, but we don't know him personally. And that's why I want to go through his life a little bit with you. I want to see, who is Robin Williams? What did Robin Williams do? Where was he born? And I also want to go into the many movies and TV shows he's been a part of for over 40 years. Over 40 years. So Robin Williams was born on July 21st, 1951 in Chicago, Illinois, a great-great-grandson of Mississippi Governor and Senator Anselm J. McLaurin. Robert briefly studied political science before enrolling at Juilliard School to study theater. After he left Juilliard, he performed in nightclubs where he was discovered for the first role of Mork on an episode of Happy Days in 1974 and the subsequent spinoff of Mork and Mindy in 1978. Williams' wild comic talent involved a great deal of improvisation, following in the footsteps of his idol, Jonathan Winters. Robin Williams has also proven to be an effective dramatic actor and received an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Good Will Hunting, another great 90s movie, in 1997. Recently, on August 11, 2014, we lost Robin, dead in his home in Tiburon, California, USA. Who I was reading that Robin Williams was always a very local, middle-class actor. He never felt that he should be able to live in such a large area like California. Apparent suicide, according to the Marin County Sheriff's Department. A 911 call was received at 11:55 a.m. Pacific Time. Firefighters and paramedics arrived at his home at 12 o'clock p.m. and he was pronounced dead at 12:07 p.m. Pacific Time. Robin Williams also grossed in a lot of money with many movies. Robin Williams, in that role, 32 films as a leading actor with $3,690,469,706 worldwide. Best known acting roles of Teddy Roosevelt, Night at the Museum, Happy Feet, the voice of a penguin, has the character Ramon Lovelace. He was Dwight D. Eisenhower in Lee Daniels' The Butler. He was Fender in Robots. You didn't know this, he was one of the producers of Miss Doubtfire, who also was the leading actor. And he played many more. If you look, 32 movies as a leading actor. As a supporting actor, 23. Cameo, 5. Lead ensemble member, 3. Unclassified, 2. Interviewee, 1. Producer, 1. Miss Doubtfire making $219 million in the box office. Robin Williams was also in many movies and shows, starting in 1977 as a lawyer titled Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses? Popeye, the movie, 1980. The World According to Garp, 1982. The Survivors, 1983. Right now we're going through all of his movies Robin Williams has been in. Moscow on the Hudson, 1984. 1986, Seas a Day. Club Paradise, 1986. The Best of Times, 1986. A Night at the Met, 1986. Grammy Award for Best Comedy Performance, Single or Album, Spoken or Musical. 1987, the movie you heard the clip of to begin this hour, Good Morning, Vietnam. 1988, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. 1988, Portrait of a White Marriage. 1988, Rabbit Ears. 1989, Back to Neverland. 1989, Dead Poets Society. 1989, I'm From Hollywood. 1990, Cadillac Man. 1990, Awakenings. 91, Dead Again. 91, The Fisher King. 91, Hook. 91, Rabbit Ears. The Fool and the Flying Ship. 92, Toys. 92, Aladdin. 92, The Timekeeper. 92, Family Guy. The Last Rainforest. 93, Miss Doubtfire. 95, Jumanji. Came back for Aladdin, third sequel. In 96. Jack, 96. Birdcage, 96. Flubber, 97. I can go on. The man's been in every movie. And he made you laugh every single time. Someone once told me that the best medicine is laughter. And Robin Williams did that for many people. He did it for me. He might have done it for you out there. Children out there, he did it for you. Yeah, he might have. Robin Williams, it's just shocking of how he took his life. I think that's what really puts this story out there. Robin Williams was in his 80s and sadly, he passed away due to internal reasons, him being old. We would understand that. And we would allow that to be a valid reason why he left us. But this is not. I'm not gloating Robin Williams' death. I don't think anyone should choose an option of taking their own life. And we said it 2 weeks ago. Or was it last week? I think it was last week when we played the Rocky sound clip of Mickey. No, it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. How I said the three reasons of me being on this program is for hope someone to hear me and put me on the big stage once and for all because I love radio, but to also give someone a reason to listen. A reason to live for another day. And if Robin Williams did listen to this program once, I think he would have lived for one more day. Because I felt he would have understood that there's someone out there who's listening to him. Someone out there who's able to have a conversation and maybe find these villains that are inside of him and will allow him not to make that choice again. Or even think about that choice of suicide. And the way he did it is just so graphic. Why would someone do that? That's the big question right now. Why? Dr. Daniel Rydenberg, director at Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, will be joining me next segment to speak of that question. Why? I went through some of his movies from the 70s to the 90s. We mentioned his life, a Chicago native. We mentioned his founding, his calling card, Morgan Mindy. He began that character on Happy Days in 75. See what Robin Williams did? He went on stage. He looked around. And he would say to himself, I would think he would, why am I here? Because he loves what he does. It's acting, making people laugh. He wants someone to see what he can do and bring it on the big stage. And we've seen that. And I would think he wanted to give a reason for someone to live one more day. Giving the best medicine, and that's making people laugh. That's what he did. And we're going to miss him forever. But we first need to find out why someone could do this. Dr. Daniel Rydenberg on my program next. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Where can you get access to hundreds of thousands of songs for free wherever you are? Get the Jamendo app on the App Store. With Jamendo, the world's greatest free music platform, you can browse on your mobile through 50,000 artists in all music genres, like... Download now the new Jamendo smartphone app on the App Store. Get the Jamendo app on the App Store.
The road to 100 has begun.
All right, everyone sit down. For some of you who haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end, and it's really scary because I saw the weather today in New York, for example. It's going to be in the 70s all week long. That's not a good sign. I know the pool's going to close. The beautiful weather is going to come to an end. It's going to disappear. I wouldn't take out those boots yet. Our friends Leslie Sansone Walking Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in the living room for a change. I want you to be a part of it. If you're a big walker, it's very easy to enter, very simple to do. You take a picture of your walking shoes, and if you have Twitter, tweet out the picture of your shoes. These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Okay? Take a picture of your walking shoes, tweet out with this picture, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Leslie Walks. Follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Very simple to do, very easy. Don't be left behind. Or you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
Why do I stand up here? Anybody?
To feel taller.
No. Thank you for playing, Mr. Dalton. I stand upon my desk to remind myself that we must constantly look at things in a different way. See, the world looks very different from up here. You don't believe me? Come see for yourselves. Come on. Come on. Just when you think you know something, you have to look at it in another way. Even though it may seem silly or wrong, you must try. Now, when you read, don't just consider what the author thinks. Consider what you think. Boys, you must strive to find your own voice. But the longer you wait to begin, the less likely you are to find it at all. Thoreau said most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Don't be resigned to that. Break out. Don't just walk off the edge like lemmings.
Welcome back to the O'Andrew News Talk Show. This hour, we've been speaking about Robin Williams, the great actor, the great comedian, who sadly left us last week way too early. And joining the conversation to speak about why it might have he chose to commit suicide and take his own life. He's the executive director of SAVE, the managing director of the National Council for Suicide Prevention, and the U.S. representative to the International Association of Suicide Prevention. He serves on the steering committees for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the Suicide Prevention Resource Center. Has chair of the American Psychotherapy Association, chair of the Certified Relationship Specialist Board, and is on the APA editorial board, the editorial board of Experts Magazine, and the advisory board to ReachOut.com. This guy just does so much. He also speaks all over the United States and the world on suicide and suicide prevention. Busy schedule. He has some time to come on this program. He is Dr. Dan Reitenberg on my phone line. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to say again, I know you've been very busy and you're traveling, but I thank you for coming on at this time. We really appreciate it. We feel you can give us a lot of great insight on why Robin Williams chose to commit suicide, take his own life.
I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate you taking the time on this really important topic.
Dr. Robin Williams, you were probably a fan of him, and I was a fan of him also. We all were. The guy made everyone laugh, but it looks like at the end of the day, the only man he didn't make laugh was himself. He chose suicide. Why would Robin Williams, someone who had a phenomenal career, a man who tried to make everyone laugh, put a smile on their face, why would Robin Williams choose to take away his own life?
Well, when people die by suicide, they often think that there's this choice to it. But the reality is that the brain doesn't give you that choice. The brain simply tells you, I can't do this anymore. I can't take this pain any longer. And no matter what I've tried to do to get rid of it, it won't go away. So it actually takes away all of your options. You don't see options. You don't see alternatives. You only see one path to go down. And the thing about suicide that people don't often understand is that it doesn't matter, you know, what career you're in, how much money you have. In the case of Robin Williams, he had fame, he had fortune, he had access to good care, he had access to everything in the world and statues on the wall. None of that could overcome the pain that he was in.
What are some reasons Robin Williams would be in such pain? You just said it. He had everything, a phenomenal career. He had a beautiful family. Robin Williams will be spoken about years at a time for my children. What kind of pain could a Robin Williams been in that for someone like him decide to take this route?
The truth of it is that it's unbearable pain. It's agony. It is excruciating, and it covers everything throughout the body. So it's not just pain in your head. It's literally headaches and backaches, neck aches. It hurt, your muscles hurt. But then it goes beyond that, and the pain is emotional. It takes over all of your feelings and your thoughts, and it turns you into doing behaviors that you normally wouldn't do, to having thoughts that you normally wouldn't have. This pain goes so deep, and it just rocks people to their inner core, and they find this place of darkness that there's no light, and there's no hope, there's no tunnel to go to get out of it.
There's been so much information coming out the past week. We saw his wife come out saying Robin Williams was diagnosed with Parkinson, and we see that Robin Williams was in rehab. Many of us didn't know that. Robin Williams went into rehab. Rehab is a place where you'll be able to be counseled, be protected, and try to find ways to prevent what you're going to do or what you're possibly doing already. Robin Williams went to rehab. Why wasn't rehab enough for him to not make this decision? Unless rehab, it was trying to cope with something else he might have had. Because you would think Robin Williams goes into rehab and he'll be able to hopefully find a way to get away from this vision and move on and make more movies and make more people laugh, Doctor.
Well, unfortunately, the reality is that these disorders that happen in the brain, these mental illnesses, they're not just time-limited. So even if it wasn't so bad for him when he was in rehab, it doesn't mean that it wouldn't come back, and it wouldn't come back with a fury. Suicidal thinking passes. It comes and it goes. So he was recently in chemical dependency treatment. His chemical dependency treatment for drugs and alcohol abuse actually was here in Minnesota, where our office is based out of. And it's not the only time he's been in treatment, as you said. But that treatment is focused more on the addictive behaviors than it is on the mood disorders, such as the depression or the anxiety or any of the other things that he might be suffering with. So again, it's two different disorders, two different kinds of treatment, but it's more that it's episodic. And while he might have been okay when he was in rehab, he really clearly wasn't after it was over.
Right now we are speaking with Dr. Dan Reitenberg. He is the executive director of SAVE, the managing director of the National Council for Suicide Prevention and the U.S. representative to the International Association of Suicide Prevention. Dr. Robin Williams' wife came out a few days ago and said that Robin might have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And we here on the program is not trying to say that it was a lie or it's not true or we shouldn't be looking at that also. But do you believe that this new information might be a distraction on what Robin Williams did a week ago? And if so, why?
That's a really good question. And obviously, I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know his family.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that my guess is it's probably not just a distraction that they were trying to put out there to take away the attention on the manner of his death, that being suicide, and trying to focus more on who he was as a person and what he meant to the world. I don't think it would be surprising to me that the family would want to do that if there wasn't any truth to it. But the reality is that diagnosis, or any other medical related diagnosis that's chronic and very painful, adds to ongoing stressors. So here we had a person who lived with mental illness his whole life. He lived with chemical dependency on and off his whole life. He had recently had his show canceled, and if he was struggling with finances, as we've heard, you start to add up all these things, and you add Parkinson's disease on top of it, you start to see that the weight becomes unbearable for him, as it would be for most people. So I'm not surprised that there were other things going on. We don't often know all of the things that happen for all the celebrities. We only get to know what comes out in the media.
And I don't believe the family was trying to come out and say Parkinson's, he had this for a distraction. I don't think that was their intentions. Of course, they want you to try not think about suicide and what he did. They want the family to cope and be able to live in peace for the next several weeks. But it's hard. It's hard because this is something where hundreds of young children to adults look up to, and if they see that, well, right now I am depressed, and if I choose suicide, everyone will remember me, and everyone will see me and be able to talk about the great things I did. And because right now I think the problem is many aren't saying what Robin Williams did was the wrong choice, because we love him so much that we're remembering what he did. We're not realizing that suicide is still a bad thing. And even Robin Williams, even though you love him, it wasn't a choice he shouldn't have made and no one should make if they feel sad or in that condition Robin Williams was in, Doctor.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. that there are great concerns about the extensive media coverage and what kind of implication that might have for, in particular, young people, but all people who are at risk of suicide. So when we start thinking about those who have a mental illness similar to what he had, or if they were diagnosed with Parkinson's, or they see some of the videos that have been posted throughout social media, we start to get concerned about suicide contagion. That's very real. And you're right that they do often think to themselves, well, this is how I get to go on and live on forever, and people will remember all of the good things, but they won't see all of the heartache and the struggle that I had. So you're right that we've got to change that message, or we're going to see higher numbers of suicide.
Right now we are speaking with Dr. Rand Reinberg. He's the executive director of SAVE, the managing director of the National Council for Suicide Prevention, and the U.S. representative to the International Association of Suicide Prevention. We have a few minutes left, and I want to get into the organization you're a part of. It's called SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education. And one thing on this program that we do is choose organizations to come on like yours. But the reason why we chose yours especially is because you educate people. And we can't ban things, we can't censor things, but we need to educate people. And that will give them the choice, and of course we want in the future the choice to not do suicide. And that's why we feel education is so important. SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, what is your mission? And what are you guys doing to make that mission happen?
Well, thank you for that, and we agree. You are right. It is about education. That is our best hope if we want to reduce the numbers of suicide. Suicide Awareness Voices of Education is a national nonprofit organization. We have people all over the country that do our work. We have programs all over the country. And our mission is to prevent suicide through public awareness and education, to reduce stigma surrounding brain illnesses and suicide, and to serve as a resource for those who are touched by suicide. Our work covers the entire world, and we do everything from produce materials that are best practice endorsed and evidence-based programs for youth in schools. We do training for people in the military, for law enforcement, for medical and mental health professionals and communities. We develop science-based public messaging, so ad campaigns around this topic. We're the leading organization that does that work. And we are there when somebody has been touched or impacted by a suicide. So we are there for families and friends and businesses and coworkers and neighbors when the unfortunate tragedies happen in their life and they have no idea what to do first or where to turn.
Dr. Dan Reinberg is the executive director of SAVE, the managing director of the National Council for Suicide Prevention, and the U.S. representative to the International Association of Suicide Prevention. Doctor, if any in my audience might be having a problem and one of their options might be suicide, who should they call from SAVE so they'll be able to have a conversation? Some education, maybe try to move away from that option to something else. Who should they call?
Well, I would suggest two things. One is that they can always call the National Lifeline at 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. The other thing they can do is go to our website, and that is simply save.org, SAVE.org. There is a wealth of information on there about the warning signs of suicide, the risk factors, the protective factors, how to help somebody who might be at risk, what to do if you yourself might be at risk. Our direct contact phone number is on there. We have a toll-free line people can call. We have a support line people can call. So I would suggest people taking the time to go to our website, learn, as you said, education is the key here. Learn about these diseases and what happens when the mind gets suicidal and what to do for it, and then we can help somebody through there.
Dr. Dan Reinberg, again, thanks for coming on. I know you have a busy schedule, but we want you to come back on in the future, and we'll have a more broadened conversation on this. And we hope after this conversation ends, we were able to stop one person out there from taking their own life and choosing this option as a way out.
If this program reaches out and touches someone so that they reach out for help, that they reach out and help somebody they're worried about, if somebody calls a hotline or goes to a crisis center or emails you directly and says, thanks for your program, I'm going to get the help, then you'll know that you've saved somebody, and I believe that will be true.
Dr. Dan Reinberg, thanks for coming on. Have a good one, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
When I come back on the program, Robin Williams, financial trouble. Dr. Reinberg mentioned it for a quick second, how there were reports of it. Is it true or not true? Be right back. Don't leave it behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Where can you get access to hundreds of thousands of songs for free wherever you are? Get the Jamendo app on the App Store. With Jamendo, the world's greatest free music platform, you can browse on your mobile through 50,000 artists in all music genres, like... Download now the new Jamendo smartphone app on the App Store. Get the Jamendo app on the App Store.
Wildfires.
The road to 100 has begun.
Robin Williams, again, I already said this already, created many great movies, especially in the 90s. And I would say the prime of his career in the Hollywood industry was the 90s, especially the 200 million and over box office hit Miss Doubtfire. So I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world to come with me again. We speak a language you can understand. Who's the 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to our fan base and children of the 1990s, even though everyone else is invited. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. What's great about it is you don't have to be a Facebook user. You can just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. View it on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. Hang on a second. Whoa! Whoa! Does it feel good to be out of there? I'm telling you, nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al, or maybe just Din? Or how about Lottie? Sounds like, here, boy. Come on, Lottie. Say, you're a lot smaller than my last master. Either that or I'm getting bigger.
Look at me from the side. Do I look different to you?
Wait a minute. I'm your master?
That's right! He can be taught!
What would you wish of me?
The ever impressive.
The long contained
cookie often imitated.
But never duplicated. Genie of the lamp!
I hear Rick from the lamp. Great here for you. Very much wishful thinking.
Right now, we are taking tweets, Facebook posts, emails, and your calls. 855-712-YNTS. What are your favorite moments, scenes, movies of the great Robin Williams, who passed away a week ago? And while we're waiting for those tweets, Facebook posts, if you got any to give me, I'm here. I'm wide open to the conversation. Robin Williams might have been in financial trouble. When I saw Robin Williams deciding to create a Miss Doubtfire 2, I personally thought it was one of the worst decisions, because Miss Doubtfire, we already said it three times, one of his best movies, best box office movies of his career. It has such a plot. Got great skits, great lines, great for its time and great for today, for those who still love them and want to watch them. What's the point of trying to remake that? Especially the movie, what, his 20th anniversary? There was really no reason to. Great, we're going to see Robin Williams 20 years later. I'm not saying Robin Williams should not be acting at his age. Hey, he is going to be in Night at the Museum, the third one, as Teddy Roosevelt, and he plays a great role for his age, and he plays many good roles. He was in The Crazy Ones, his program that sadly got canceled. He played a great role in that. He was doing pretty good in the ratings. why would you want to go back to a character that you once played? Times have changed. The cast moved on. During that time, no one reported on coming back and doing it again. I felt there was no reason to. And I really hope that no one decides to replace him. Hey, if you want to do a tribute, make a few clips, throw in the, I can show you the world. That's all you gotta do. You don't have to do any, please. Don't do Miss Doubtfire is back. No. Don't do Miss Doubtfire's son. No, please. Leave it the way it is. I have to go on my knees. Some movies are not made to be broken or touched. Some movies are meant to go on a little bit longer. For reasons that you can share with me. And every reason is different. If you're in a superhero movie, you're going to make sequels. If you're in a movie that very nice plot, okay, here it is. Wow, we made a lot of money from it. We can do a little bit more with it. Some movies are not made to be. We saw Miss Doubtfire. It wasn't meant to be. The movie made a ton of money. It wasn't meant to be. And I don't think Robin Williams would have wanted it. So when you see Robin Williams, is he financially in trouble? When you see him jump on with Miss Doubtfire 2, well, maybe, maybe not. Supposedly, last week it was reported a family friend who spoke with Robin Williams recently said all he could talk about was serious money troubles. There were clearly other issues going on, and Robin sounded distant during the telephone conversation. TMZ reports Williams didn't have or leave a suicide note. Williams was also reportedly upset over doing a Miss Doubtfire sequel, which was supposed to begin filming later this year, the friend said. He told Radar Online. He also added, there was also frustration that Robin expressed at having to take television and movie roles he didn't want to take, but had to for the paycheck. Doing sequels was never Robin's thing, and he wasn't that excited at having to reprise the role of Miss Doubtfire. And I could believe the friend saying that, because if you look at Robin Williams' movies he was cast in, there was many to no sequels. You can name 10 movies off your head, and there was never a sequel. Good Morning Vietnam, no sequel. Aladdin, there was a sequel. Because of Disney disputes, that was the reason he wasn't in the second one. That was a very rare occasion he was in a sequel. Flubber, no. Now the Museum, there it was, another sequel. But if you look at it this way, if Robin Williams was the main character of the movie, there wasn't a sequel. So, for a friend to come out and say, Robin Williams didn't want to do this movie, but he had to, he's financially in trouble, he has two divorces, he's financially in trouble, he's got to pay for alimony, he's got to pay for the kids' college. Maybe this was one of the reasons why he chose that option. Now, apparently, it's not true. According to his publicist, I understand people's desire to try and understand this, but we would encourage your focus to be on working to help others and understand depression. The idea of having a steady job is appealing. Now, okay, so that's what, and he said they're simply false. And that was Robin Williams' publicist. She made that statement. Robin Williams, though, if you look back at quotes he said in the past, he said, the idea of having a steady job is appealing. I have two other choices, go on the road doing stand-up or do small independent movies, working almost for scale minimum union pay. The movies are good, but a lot of times they don't even have distribution. There are bills to pay. My life has downsides in a good way. I'm selling the ranch up in Napa. I just can't afford it anymore. He also added that divorce is expensive. This is what Robin Williams said at one time. He also added, I used to joke they were going to call it all the money, but they changed it to alimony, dripping your heart out through your wallet. Are things good with my exes? Yes, but do I need that lifestyle? No. Again, he never wanted the lifestyle of living in Los Angeles. He didn't want that. But who knows? They want us to look at something else, but we have to look at all of it. That's details. Guess what's up next? Ferguson.
Yo, Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. You never had a friend like me.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.